our mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we thank you, we bless your name for this moment. Ancient of Days, we adore you because you are our God. You are eternal Rock of Ages, you are King of Kings. It is in you we have our being, we move. Father, we thank you, we appreciate you for this moment. We bow down before you, we worship you. Lord, accept our thanks and praises in Jesus' name. Almighty God, as we go into your word, we pray, O Lord, that you minister the life of your word unto us in Jesus' name. Father, touch every life, touch every destiny, touch every soul here today in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, O Father, expatiate your word and give us that which you want us to have today for our total deliverance, for our total recovery, for our total possession in the name of Jesus. We bless and we worship you, Lord. We thank you for your children that you have used to minister. We thank you for the testimonies that we have had today. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done. Oluwema shishe yinisho. In Jesus' name we prayed. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Please have your seat. We thank God Almighty for today. We bless his holy name and we exalt him. Every day we have reason to give thanks unto the Lord because our God is good, because our God is mighty, because our God is merciful. And I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for giving me this opportunity. Let me first of all welcome our Father into our midst. You are welcome, sir. And our mom, yes. She. I thank the pastor for giving me this opportunity to stand here to be used of the Lord. I pray that the work of the Lord in their hands will continue to be great and be mighty in Jesus' name. Brethren, because of our time, the topic before me today is the physical, a reflection of the spiritual. The physical, a reflection of the spiritual. About three, four weeks ago, I was sitting down there when the Holy Spirit gave me this topic. And the Holy Spirit was telling me some things about the spiritual and the physical. And those are the things I want to go and look at today. But before we continue, let's quickly go into the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Everybody say that. I can't hear you saying it. Let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light. And there was light. The Bible says that the earth was without void. It was without form. It was void. In Yoruba, it says, Ayesi wa ni juju, osi shofo, okunkun si wa loju ibu, emi olorun si nra baba loju omi. That means it was like a shanty, like a place that have no hope, a place of no end, a place that is you cannot say you can lay your hands on it. The Bible says it was without form, it was void, it was darkness all over. But the Bible says God said, "Let there be light, let there be light." That is a spiritual aspect of it. When we talk about the spiritual and the physical, every man, every woman, every town, every country, everywhere, every place has the space of its own spiritual and the physical. You can call it space or realms. In every situation, in every woman's life, when a child is born, the child has a space of spiritual and it has a space of physical. And the two of them, the spiritual and the physical, we can look at them as two variables. The two variables are connected, and the two of them, they are directly, there is direct relationship between the two of them. And then we have some other constancy. I'm sorry, I'm a scientist, but if you are in the science, you know when you have an equation between two variables, there are some other contravening variables that adjust the other variables. Now, your physical is being controlled by your spiritual. Whatever you do in the physical realm, they are settled in the spiritual. And these two are you can interpolate them. One can depend on the other. And the environmental factors are the other ones that controls them along with them. And what are those factors? Those factors are places where you are birthed. The family that births you. Where you are born. For example, if there is any one of us here now that is born from the royal family, maybe from the British family, I know that that person will not be here today, yes or no. The person may be with them in the castle. But you are born here in Nigeria. You are born here maybe in Ile-Ife. You are born here maybe in Ekiti State. Or you are born right here in Oyo State. And you are born by a family. Maybe your mother is a deacon. Maybe your daddy is a pastor. It's different from somebody whose father is an herbalist. Or whose father is an Ifa priest. So the realm of the spiritual of the two of them are quite different. If you are born by parents who are Christians, who constantly pray for you, I congratulate you. But let me tell you, there are some people who were not born that way. There are some people who fought their battle, who continue to fight from the day they were born. Because the source that born them, the parents that born them, they were born them into another spiritual realm entirely. And definitely it will affect their spiritual. Praise the Lord. The source of the spiritual is a spirit. The realm of the spiritual is a spirit. And the presence of God in everything. In verse 2 of that passage, he says, "Oni emi olorun sin rababa loju omi." He says, and the Spirit of God was there. The Spirit of God was there to give the command. The Spirit of God was there to engineer the changing in the spiritual that reflects in the physical. By bringing in the light, God says, let there be light. I pray that in our life today, anything that needs a light of God, the light will shine in it in Jesus' name. When the light of God shines in your spiritual, when God speaks into your spiritual, when God commands in your spiritual, brethren, you become another person entirely. Your journey from that realm changes. Because the person who is talking, the person who is controlling, is not ordinary person, but it is God himself. The God that has the foundation of the world. Our God Almighty that commanded life from the beginning and says, let there be light. And the Bible says everything changed. Within a twinkle of an eye, in a minute, in a second, the Bible says everything changed. And there was light. Darkness disappeared. Every darkness in your life, every darkness in your destiny, every darkness in your home, every darkness in your career, I command them to disappear in Jesus' name. But my brethren, it's more than saying amen. The spiritual source is unending. It's unending. And it does not have, but if God is the source, then you have to command. God expects you to take some action. God expects me to take some action. And when you are commanding, when you are tapping from the source is not going to dry. Because it's just like an ocean of power, an ocean of spiritual strength, an ocean of spiritual power, an ocean of the rhema of the word of God. When you take your own, I take my own, it does not mean that it will depreciate. It does not deplete. It does not end. But it continues, as much power that you can use, as much strength that you can use, as much the spiritual that you can control, the more the heavens are rejoicing. Praise the Lord. The water never dries. Have you ever seen Atlantic Ocean drying? No. It keeps on running and springing forth. And so the control end is you. The control end is me. The control end is I and you. How much of the power of God do you tap from the spiritual strength? Daniel and the other two Hebrews, they tap from the spiritual strength of God. And they said, whether they like it or not, even when they said, don't pray, they decided to pray. When they say bow down, they said, we are not going to bow down. When they say eat from the king's meat, they said, we are not going to eat of the king's meat. We are going to stand our ground. We are going to stand and possess our possession. We are going to stand and conquer the giants before us. We are going to stand and fight back. And God was able to conquer for them. Even in the midst of the problems, they were able to conquer. Praise the Lord. When it was difficult to pray, they prayed. The same thing with Paul. Paul was able to conquer because Paul decided. Paul proposed in his heart. The moment he turned, the moment the Lord showed him the vision, the moment he changed from Saul to Paul, that come rain, come sunshine, I'm going to tackle to your Lord, Lord. Come rain, come sunshine, the Lord is my strength. Come rain, come sunshine, the Lord is my power. Come rain, come sunshine, even when he was in prison, the Bible says he ministered to brethren. He never saw it that hard. Hey, remember, Oluwa, a minimum one, you know, tubu. If it is today, some people have said maybe he did something that it was wrong. That was why they threw him in prison. But even most of the letters, most of the epistles that we read today, that are meant for our spiritual growth today, were written by Paul when Paul was in the prison. Praise the Lord. What is your own? What are you doing? What are you doing to tap from the spiritual? What are you doing to bring a positive reflection to your physical? If the enemy wants to attack any man, the enemy will first of all deal with your spiritual. Brethren, when the enemy wants to deal with individual, they first of all cross-check on the background. What is the spiritual level of that individual? If you see anybody in your office that wants to deal with you and the person is in the spiritual realm, and the person begins to fight you and you're a spiritual person, let me tell you, it's because you are the spiritual. Because every evil person, those evil men and men, those agents of darkness, they know individual and they put you on weight. They weigh you. It's not by your size. It's not how old you are. But it is how the content of God that is in you. It is much of the power of God that is in you. It is much of your spiritual that you control. It is not how beautiful you can sing. It is not how good you can talk. But it is how, what is your secret place with God? Praise the Lord. What is your secret place with God? What is the strength of your spirit? And when they look at you, that you do not weigh, then they attack. But then when they know that you weigh very well, they will not attack you. They will never, never attack you. The first thing they will do is to first of all weaken you spiritually. And they can bring any sort of thing. They can bring, a lot. There are a lot of things that happens in the spiritual realm. That's why you see some people when they come to church, even when they are sleeping, even if the old microphone is doing bang, but they will still sleep because it's beyond them. I bet everybody, if you know, brethren, if you want to succeed in the place of the physical, you must take the place of your spiritual very, very well. And what are the things that we will do? Events happening in the physical mostly are controlled in the spiritual. I was under administration, and I had a woman. The woman was given testimony, and the woman said she was operated on. And when she was operated on, she thought everything was okay. But after the operation, she realized that every day after the operation, there was blood clotting at her chest point and her throat, choking her. She said the first day, they removed the clotted blood. They took her to the theater. The second day, they took her to the theater. The third day, they took her to the theater. And it was not in Nigeria, in UK. And she said, the third day, the doctors now told her, said, "Madam, we can no more help you. But we'll bring another consultant who will look at you, whether that person will be able to help you." And she said, she looked at it and said, "Oluwa, is this how I'm going to die?" And something told her, "Why don't you pray?" And she said she started to pray. She had a clip of a message of a pastor. And she said she started to listen to the clip and was praying. She couldn't talk because it has gotten to a point that she could not talk. They operated her esophagus. And she said in the process she slept. And when she slept, she saw three doctors that came in her sleep, in her dream. And one was on her right hand, one on the left hand, one by her feet. And the one on the right hand, they opened her up. They removed all the clotted bloods. And after removing the clotted blood, another one took a small cord. And that one started removing broken bottles. They were removing broken bottles from her chest. And 15 broken bottles were removed from her chest. She said after counting the 15 broken bottles, they closed her up and they said, "She's healed. Let's go to the next patient." She said by the time she woke up, all the neck that was swollen, three times the normal size, everything had gone down. Her chest, she was feeling pain, everything had gone down.
By the time the doctors came, the doctors had said that they can't help her, and they brought a new consultant, and they've told her that she cannot talk until the next 6 months. She started talking to the doctors. And the doctor said, "Madam, but what happened? Yesterday when we were here, this is," and she said, "My God, my Father has sent his angels, and he has perfected the work." Brethren, that is the work. She only sees the physical. She only sees the manifestation, but they are settled in the spiritual. If she has decided to give in to the devil, if she has decided to take it, there is nothing I can do. Let that cuckoo come and let me go. Let me tell you, she will die. But she told herself that she was not going to die. She told herself that God is able to do it. She told herself that she's going to turn the events, the hand of events, and she was able to do it. You too, you can turn the hand of events. You look, you don't need to know anybody. You don't need to know anybody. If you know the God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, and you have a strong relationship with them, and you can control your spiritual, then you can control your physical. Say, "I will control my spiritual. I will control my spiritual." What are the instruments for building a solid spiritual life? Number one is meditation. This is not be joke. This is not be yeye. This is not be for lazy man. Meditation in the Word of God. Meditation in the place of prayers. Meditation in your quiet time with God. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Amanka, and to joko ni biko ko gago no magbe abi ojijo olodumare emi o wi ni ti oluwa pe oni abo ati odi mi olorun mi erin ti emi gbe kele ni toto ohun gba olorun wa ikekun apaye, and we continue to sing it. But the thing is, it's more than singing. It takes determination for you to stand with God and for you to stand on his word and hold God by the word and say, "Father, I'm dwelling in the secret place. I'm dwelling with you. Wake up at night, brethren, and dwell in the secret place." When Holy Spirit says, "Wake up for meditation," stop snoring. Wake up. You heard the testimony given by my brother and my sister. It is because the hand of God has gone ahead of them. It is because those things has been upturned in the spiritual. If not, the devil is out there to strike. I pray that the devil will not strike you in Jesus' name. John chapter 15. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 15, 1 to 6, he said, "Abide in me, and I in you. If you abide in me," he says, "you will not be cast away. He that does not abide in me, my Father will cut it away and set it on fire." I pray that you not be set on fire. Brethren, the Lord is saying, abide in me. Abiding in Christ. When you meditate, when you come to the Lord Jesus, you abide in him. You abide in his word. You abide in his ways. You abide in his ordinances. You abide in the paths of righteousness and holiness. If you are not ready for that, it's difficult. So, because when we talk about spiritual, the spiritual have some things some factors that governs it. You cannot stay in the spiritual with God and toy with sin. You cannot stay in the spiritual with God and leave Jesus Christ and go with the world. You cannot stay in the spiritual with God and say that you want to follow just anyhow. No, you cannot just serve God anyhow. You have to serve God the way God wants you to serve him. You are not the one that will dictate. God is the one that will dictate for you. Look, brethren, God gives every man, every human being, God gives us grace. He gives us favor, and God gave us the will, the free mandate to choose what you want. Choose ye today who you want to serve. Is it the gods of your enemies, or is it the God of your fathers? The choice has been given unto every man, unto every woman, where you want to be. On which side do you want to be? Do you want to be on the Lord's side? Or do you want to be on the enemy's side? Number two, constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. Communication with God in prayers. Communication with God in his word. Communication with God, let God talk to you and you talk to God back. When you are doing meditation, give room for reflection. Let the Spirit of God will speak to you. God speaks to his people. Please, if you are reading your Bible, if you are doing meditation, and God has not been speaking to you, it's because maybe you do not have patience enough to listen. Allow God to speak. Let him communicate. The Spirit of God will talk to you. And then the Spirit of God will tell you what to do. God will tell you, these are the things that I want you to do. And the thing is, as more as you obey God, the more God allows you to dwell with him. If you do not obey him, gradually he will draw from you. I pray that God will not withdraw from us in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13 talks about how we should pray. How do we communicate? What are the patterns by which we can communicate with God? Some people come and complain. Yeah, that is not communication. In communication, you reverence God, you appreciate him, you thank him for even those words that he has done for you. And there are some conditions God wants you to meet. Forgive. You cannot be keeping grudge and then you want to communicate with God. God will not answer you. God wants you to settle some things first and then come with clean mind, clean soul, and come before him. Next one is determination. Determination to do and to stand in the spiritual. If you do not determine in your mind to walk with God in the place of spirit, in the place of worship, in the place of the spiritual, then you cannot be part of him. Then you cannot raise your spiritual standard. Then your spiritual life will never be to the level that God wants you to be. Remember Daniel said, I will not defy myself. Daniel chapter 1 verse. I will not defy myself with the meat of the king. With the king's food. I will not. Some people, when they get to anywhere, any party, free food, free Coca-Cola, free anything. Even when you are fasting, and it's not yet time for you to break your fast, you break it. And you say, because it's free food, you are not disciplined. You are not disciplined. There must be discipline for every child of God if you want to dwell in this place of spiritual. Then positive reflection of who you are. Positive reflection of who you are and confess the same. Genesis chapter 35 verse 10. Jacob said that he will not allow that angel to go. Today. The Bible says he held his leg. And he said he will not allow him to go. Positive reflection of who you are. What am I in God? And what is it that the Bible says I am? Even when situation is saying otherwise. Say, God said this is me. And that is what I'm going to be. And hold on to it. And then God changed his name. He said, your name is Jacob. And your name shall no more be called, but Israel shall be your name. And he calls his name Israel. Are you going to hold on to God? Are you ready to hold on to the Lord? Are you ready to say, Father, this is who I am. I am born to reign. I am born to win. I am born to rule. You said I must pursue. You said I must overtake. You said I will recover all. And I recover all in Jesus' name. You said I am alive. That I will not die. I will not bury. I will not be buried. Say, I will not bury. I will not be buried. That is my portion in Jesus' name. You said I am the light of Christ. And the light shines in me. And Father, I receive that light. And I will shine the light forever. You said I will never suffer. I've been controlling what's occurring. He said, I will not suffer. He said, I will not beg for bread. I will not build for another one to woo. So I inhabit. Brethren, if you do not use your mouth to say it, then he's going to say it for you. Then take positive action. When you pursue, when you overtake, David said, I will pursue, I overtake, I will recover. He took positive action. In the book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse 27, verse 32. 27 to 32. The Bible says that Moses sent out the spies to go to that land, to go and check out the land. And when they got to the land, they saw giants there. Actually, there were giants. Truly, there were giants. But two people said, we are able to conquer. We are able to possess. We are able to recover. And who are they? Joshua and Caleb. And they did not. It is true those people were giants. It is true they were shot by the side of those people. But because they purposed in their heart, they took action. And the Bible says that they overcame them. They overcame them. By the time they overcame them, Moses promised Caleb, say, this place, this land will be given to your family. And the Bible says 45 years after, he called, he said, it was 85 years later. And he said, this land is my own. In Joshua chapter 14 and chapter 15, if you get on, please read you. He said, this place, Moses has promised that he's going to give me this land. And I possess the land. And the Bible says that even at 85, he promised that he still had the strength to go and fight. And the Bible says he fought and he conquered and he recovered all the land. From the Amalekites, from the Perizzites, from the Jebusites, from all the enemies. And he was able, you too, you will conquer in Jesus' name. But brethren, if he sits down there and is ruminating over the word, will he be able to conquer? You cannot conquer if you do not take action. If you cannot conquer if you do not take step. You have to take step to take that which belongs to you. I pray that God will grant us the strength, the power, the grace to be able to conquer, to be able to take positive steps, and to be able to stay on the side of the Lord in Jesus' name. If you stay on the side of the Lord, what are the benefits of the spiritual giants in the place of where God wants you to be? Number one, you will become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Say, I am a terror to the kingdom of darkness. I am a terror to the kingdom of darkness. When they see you, they will flee. Let me tell you, one man, they know you very, very well. I have an issue with somebody sometime. And the woman will always trouble me. And I just decided 3 days fasting and prayer. You know, after that time, I don't see the woman again. I didn't see her again. First month, second month, third month, fourth month. Then somebody now said, this person, what did you do to her? I said, I don't know. There's nothing. We greet. She comes, we greet, we talk. Do you know when they asked that woman? The woman said that they should just leave the two of us, that we know where we meet. And the person now came back to me and said, Ungbolagbaja sokpe emobite atinpade, amolo ti yemi, amobite atinpade. And the person said, Ibole atinpade, monia, mole enton soko, oma, enton fi adura dakpada. Oh yeah. Money in the spiritual Latin party, could you bear? And I'm telling you, brethren, it is then I knew that if you are not an arena in the spiritual, your enemy will bow. Yeah, your enemy will bow. Don't give, even if it is your place of work, if they are arranging war in your place of work, just go to the spiritual. Just go and settle it with God. Just give it fasting and prayers, minimum 3 days, 7 days. If you're able to give it 2 weeks, 14 days, you are strong. But let me tell you, the devil will bow. I pray that the devil will bow in Jesus' name. Because why? You carry the light. John chapter 1 verse 4 to 5 says, in him is the light. And the light is the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness. And darkness do not comprehend it. Darkness cannot overcome light. It is not possible. Okuku ole bori imole. Imole lo ma shegun okuku. You are going to go, you are the one, if you are light in Christ Jesus, you are the one that will overcome. It is you that should shine the light. Shine forth your light. Don't hide your light under the bushel. You possess your possession. That is another thing. You will do what? You will possess your possession. You will possess, I will possess my possession. I possess my possession. In the Lord, the Bible says, you will possess your possession. Let me quickly read Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 19 to 23. What did he say? He talks about who we are there. The sun shall be... He says, thank you, sir. The sun shall be no more than light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Brethren, say, the Lord is my everlasting light. If God is your everlasting light, who can contend with you? Ti Oluwa ba je imole re titi lai lai oni sugbo Oluwa yo se imole ani pekun re ati Olorun re ogo re. The Lord your glory, thy son shall no more go down. Say, my son will no more go down. Neither shall thy womb withdraw itself. Say, my womb will not withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be my everlasting light. Say, my Lord, the Lord is my everlasting light. And the days of my mourning shall be ended. Say, I will not mourn. Thy people also shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Say, God will be glorified in me. Glory will be glorified in me. Glory will be glorified in my life. Another thing, you have cordial relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you are obedient with the Holy Spirit, you will have cordial relationship with him. Because if you strengthen your spiritual life, your spiritual space, there is no way you will be moving with the Holy Spirit. Your mama, Shoreni, not the friends of the world. No. The spiritual friend that you have is your constant partner. Holy Spirit, my constant partner. And Holy Spirit will tell you, at so time, wake up and do this. Holy Spirit will tell you, don't go there. Holy Spirit will tell you, some people are saying this. This is what you should, this is how you should react. Do you know that some people, they will say you are a witch? Because before you get there, you know already what they have said. Some people, they will say, okay, these are the things you do. Okay. And then you go your way. 1 year, 1 year, it is the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will tell you everything that is going on. Brethren, you have got that relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. Your spiritual intelligence is sharpened. Your spiritual intelligence is what? Is sharpened. He said, God will empower you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. That you'll be guided by the Spirit of God. You'll be guided by the things of you will do are the things that are led by the Spirit of God. Then your spiritual intelligence decision making is also sharpened and framed by the decision of the Holy Spirit. You will not just do it anyhow, the way people are doing it. You will not just do it anyhow as anyone would do it, but you will do it according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 16, when we get to, please go and read it. Then you will choose faith over fear. You will choose faith over fear. Genesis chapter 17, verse 21. Because you will know that God is the one leading you. You will be bold. You have the boldness in Christ Jesus, the boldness of the word of God, the boldness in everything that you do. And brethren, if everything you have done your best, if you have stirred up your gear, your spiritual sphere, if you have prayed in the place of prayer, in the place and whatever it is, the leftover, there is mercy of God to cover up from you. Say, the mercy of God will cover up for me. The favor of God will cover up for me. You see, the mercy of God is a relative term. I was telling my brothers yesterday, I said, when we talk about mercy, the mercy of God varies from individual. And I was using Queen Elizabeth yesterday. I said, when I was reading the woman's biography, she became queen at age 26. And she reigned for 70 good years. I said, God gave her mercy and extra grace. Because it's difficult to have people who rule that long year, even on the throne, even in our Yoruba land and our Africa region here. But she lived, and I was looking at her picture as, you know, all the time when she took over the reign, up to the time when she was old, and they don't even want her to go at 96. If it is Nigeria, I know that people will have taken Ashebi, you know, all they would have made all kind of arrangements. But the thing is, she had lived her life the way God wanted her to live it. She had done her own. But you and I, we are just coming. And I said, some people are still praying that God give me the grace to live that kind of, to live up to that age. There are spiritual aspects, but we are looking at the physical. But you and I can even go beyond that. It depends on how you control it. Brethren, are you ready to control your spiritual? Are you ready to control your physical using your spiritual? Irrespective of wherever you are born, irrespective of wherever your parents might come from, irrespective of whether you have parents that are praying for you or not, irrespective of the country where you are put, because God is your foundation, because God is your strength, because God is your source, the Bible says that before you were born in your mother's womb, God has a thought of you. God has been thinking of you. God has been, you are in the thoughts of and mind of God, because God forms you from your mother's belly. He knew you, and he has purpose and counsel for your life. And so today, are you ready to take over the sphere of your life, the spiritual spheres of your life, so that it can reflect a positive physical for you? For you to move on, you must stand up. The Bible says, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light, and there was light. Today, let there be light in every area of your life. Today, there will be light in every area of my life. Today, there will be light of God. The light of God will shine in every darkness of my life. Every darkness that the enemy has built, every darkness that where I was born has built, the Lord will destroy them in Jesus' name. Rise up so that we can pray. Quickly, quickly, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. I want you to lift up your two hands unto the Lord. I want you to worship God. Just worship him. Wave your hand unto the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you because you control my spiritual. Thank you, Lord, because you are the one, the source of my strength. You are the source of my spiritual. You are the source of everything that I have in life. You are the source of my power. You are the source of my strength. You are the source of who I am. You are the source of who I will be. In your Lord, in Yanu me. In your Lord, in T.I.J. Orisun Ayomi. In your Lord, in T.I.J. Orisun Iyemi. In your Lord, in T.I.J. Orisun You are the lifter of my head. You are the strength of my, you are my strength, you are my power. Father, I lift you up today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You raise up your voice and say, Father, reconfigure my life to align with what you have for me in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, reconfigure my life. I, Theodora Olufunken, Father, I call upon you today. Lord, reconfigure my life. Father, reconfigure my life. You are not praying, brethren. I want you to open your mouth. Say, Father, reconfigure my life. Father, reconfigure my life. Lord, reconfigure my life. Lord, reconfigure my life. Let's up your hands. Say, Father, I put my hands in your hands. Father, you reconfigure my life. You lead me higher. You will lead me higher. You will raise me higher. You will raise me higher. You will lead me higher in the name of Jesus. Father, you will reconfigure my life. Father, you will configure my life to align with what you have for me in the name of Jesus. 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 The next prayer says, Father, every garment of rejection, every garment of rejection set on my life, Father, I tear them off. I set them on fire. I set them on fire. I set it on fire. Every garment of rejection. Some people, anywhere they go to, they meet with rejection. Brethren, it is not for all. It is not ordinary. Say, Father, every garment of rejection in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that enemy has put on me, that enemy has put on me, where I was born, where my father's place, my mother's lineage, that they have put on me. Lord, I destroy them. I set them on fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rekalabo shentalie. Remaraba sahandaliebo. Brethren, said every thick cloud over my life. Every thick cloud. Gbogbo isu, gbogbo isu sududu. Lori aye mi. So je ki owo Olorun wo kan mi. Ni oruko Jesu e pora. In the name of Jesus. Disappear by fire. Disappear by fire in Jesus' name. Every thick cloud set over my life, set over my glory, set over my glory, set over my life. In the name of Jesus, I command you, disappear, 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 disappear. Iraboshe hendele kaya, repos kondrobo koshinte, remalambabo shehendalea, rekaya babo zohondole boskinda, remolo boskin reboyen. Every evil contractor, contractor that has been taken by the kingdom of darkness over my life, every evil contractor, be burnt down by fire, 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 be burnt down by fire. Lord, set me on fire. Only one be a better woman. Father, set me on fire for you. Set me on fire for you. Father, set me on fire for you. Lord, set me on fire for you. Where I am cold, raise me up, oh Lord. Raise me up, oh Lord. Where I am cold, Lord, raise me up in the name of Jesus. Jack your word, let your baby today. Jack your mima, let your baby today. Jack your brother, let your baby today. Nipo bisimoti tutu. Only what saw me did people none. Only what you call Jesus saw me dinner. Only what saw me dinner. Shame you call shame for water. In the name of Jesus, set me on fire, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I reverse every evil arrow. Brother, begin to reverse every evil arrow shot at you, shot at your career, shot at your children, shot at your family, shot at your life. The remaining 5 months of this year, every evil arrow sent by the enemy, I send them back in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they will come in one way, but they will flee in 7 ways. I send them back. I send them back. I send them back. Every evil arrow shot unto me, Lord, I send them back in the name of Jesus. Let Moshe handle it. I am repa baba masa handra bakoskende repa pose handle ya in the labels kundrobo ye. In Jesus' name we are praying. Brethren, you pray. Say, my dry ground. My dry ground begin to spring forth. Gbogbo ile gbigbe mi ni oruko Jesu ya e ma mu eso wa. My dry ground speaks, prophesy to your dry ground. Prophesy, brethren, prophesy. He said prophesy. He prophesy Ezekiel 37. He said he took me to the valley full of dry bones. He said, can these dry bones live? He said, Lord, you are the one that knows. Say, my dry ground begin to spring forth. Abraham, dry ground begin to spring forth. Let my dry ground begin to spring forth in the name of Jesus. My dry ground begin to spring forth. My dry ground begin to spring forth. The remaining 4 months of this year, Lord, I will not die. Say, Father, I will not die. Sudden death is not my portion. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I speak into the remaining 4 months. I speak into the womb of September, into the womb of October, into the womb of November, into the womb of December. I am overcomer. I am overcomer. I am overcomer. I am overcomer. I take possession of those days. I take possession of the hour, of the minute, of every moment, of the remaining 4 months of this year. Lord, I will not bury. I will not be buried. So the accident shall not be my portion. Oh, she dropped there will not be my portion. Oh, bad news will not be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, let us begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon every member of this assembly, upon those who are here and those who are at home. Oh, say, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We will not bury anybody in this church. See that generation, the gospel outreach, we will not bury anybody. Let my saints alababa, every arrow of the kingdom of darkness, we send them back, we send them back, we send them back, we destroy them, we destroy them in the name of Jesus, 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 rekelebos kundrobo koshinte, let my saints rekelebos senta, ramakos kindarian. And finally, say, Father, I take possession of my spiritual space. I take possession of my spiritual space. I take possession of my spiritual space. Every of my spiritual space, Lord, I take possession of it. I turn them over. I turn them over. I turn them over. Any negativity in it, I reverse them. I reverse them. I reverse them. I turn them for positive gain. I turn them for positive gain. I turn them for positive gain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am overcomer. I am overcomer. Everything that the enemy has stolen from me, I take them over. My health, I take it. My physical strength, I take it. My property, I take it. Brethren, I want you to take Nigeria. Say, Father, we take Nigeria for you from the hand of the enemy, from the hand of the kidnappers. Lord, we have today. Lord, we take over Nigeria. We take over this country. We take over this country. We speak of the spiritual space of Nigeria. Oh, let my saints elbow. We overturn every power of the enemy in the spiritual realm in Nigeria in Jesus' name. And Father, we possess it. We possess it. We possess it. Father, we bless your name. Reposhe hendele baba. Remalabas kundoliye. Rimbase hendele maye. Reposhkandala babo se hendele. Reposhkandala. In the labor's kindalia.
Shimpa liba randaku kakaka kakas kampa shimpa rindi kakaka kaska hibra laba jiri mama maska hibra lahundu si hibra laba jiri maska handa laba mihindu seke peli baba yari maska hibre seto liba rahandu se prono bobo rente kepus kandaliaba yari maska talaba ski prandalaba Minseke paulaba yahrimama santa laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word says, the light shine into darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. I speak the Word of God with power, with anointing, and with authority into every light this morning. Let the light of God beam upon your life. Let the light of God illuminate your life. Because the light of God is illuminating your life. Any darkness around you, around your life, around your destiny, around your home, around everything that pertains to you, whether the physical or the spiritual, let every trait of darkness fade away right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible said the light shine into darkness and the darkness comprehend it not. Let the hand of the Lord be strong upon your life. I pray for everyone that is weak spiritually, let there be strength. I pray for everyone that is low spiritually, let him or her rise up. I pray for everyone that the enemy is tormenting or buffeting this morning. Let the anointing of God speak for you. Let the host of heaven rise on your behalf. I speak to anyone who is coming under the bombardment of the enemies. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come like flood, the spirit of the living God shall rest a standard against them. Let the spirit of the living God rest a standard against enemy of your life, against every attack of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let no one in our midst be a prey to the enemy. Let no one in our midst be a prey in the hands of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to every member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. When the enemy shall come to you like flood, the spirit of the living God shall rest a standard against the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak with the authority and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When the enemy shall come to you one way, they will run back in some ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will no longer be a weakling. You will not be a weakling spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grace will cover for you. 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 The covenant of the blood of Jesus will speak for you. The covenant of the blood of Jesus will speak on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant you are used for this morning. We pray for more anointing, more unction, more inspiration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.